Psalms chapter 61. Nandeo. The prophet encourageth himself and all others to trust in God and serve him. 61:1. Unto the end, for it then, a psalm of David. 61:2. Shall not my soul be subject to God? For from him is my salvation. 61:3. For he is my God and my Savior. He is my protector, I shall be moved no more. 61:4. How long do you rush in upon a man? You all kill, as if you were thrusting down a leaning wall, and a tottering fence. 61:5. But they have thought to cast away my price. I ran in thirst. They blessed with their mouth, but cursed with their heart. 61:6. But be thou, O my soul, subject to God, for from him is my patience. 61:7. For he is my God and my Savior. He is my helper, I shall not be moved. 61:8. In God is my salvation and my glory. He is the God of my help, and my hope is in God. 61:9. Trust in him, all ye congregation of people. Pour out your hearts before him. God is our helper forever. 61:10. But vain are the sons of men. The sons of men are liars in the balances, that by vanity they may together deceive. Are liars in the balances, etc. They are so vain and light, that if they are put into the scales, they will be found to be of no weight, and to be mere lies, deceit, and vanity. Or, they are liars in their balances, by weighing things by false weights, and preferring the temporal before the eternal. 61:11. Trust not in iniquity, and cover not robberies. If riches abound, set not your heart upon them. 61:12. God hath spoken once, these two things have I heard, that power belongeth to God. 61:13. And mercy to thee, O Lord, for thou wilt render to every man according to his works. Psalms chapter 62. Deus Deus mus, ad te. The prophet aspireth after God. 62:1. A psalm of David while he was in the desert of Edom. 62:2. O God, my God, to thee do I watch at break of day. For thee my soul hath thirsted. For thee my flesh, O how many ways. 62:3. In a desert land, and where there is no way, and no water. So in the sanctuary have I come before thee, to see thy power and thy glory. 62:4. For thy mercy is better than lives. Thee my lips will praise. 62:5. Thus will I bless thee all my life long. And in thy name I will lift up my hands. 62:6. Let my soul be filled as with marrow and fatness. And my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. 62:7. If I have remembered thee upon my bed, I will meditate on thee in the morning. 62:8. Because thou hast been my helper, and I will rejoice under the covert of thy wings. 62:9. My soul hath stuck close to thee. Thy right hand hath received me. 62:10. But they have thought my soul in vain, they shall go into the lower parts of the earth. 62:11. They shall be delivered into the hands of the sword, they shall be the portions of foxes. 62:12. But the king shall rejoice in God, all they shall be praised that swear by him. Because the mouth is stopped of them that speak wicked things. Psalms chapter 63. Exiti Deus orationem. A prayer in affliction, with confidence in God that he will bring to naught the machinations of persecutors. 63:1. Unto the end, a psalm for David. 63:2. Hear, O God, my prayer, when I make supplication to thee. Deliver my soul from the fear of the enemy. 63:3. Thou hast protected me from the assembly of the malignant, from the multitude of the workers of iniquity. 63:4. For they have whetted their tongues like a sword. They have bent their bow a bitter thing. 63:5. To shoot in secret the undefiled. 63:6. They will shoot at him on a sudden, and will not fear. They are resolute in wickedness. They have talked of hiding snares. They have said, who shall see them? 63:7. They have searched after iniquities. They have failed in their search. Man shall come to a deep heart, that is, crafty, subtle, deep projects and designs, which nevertheless shall not succeed, for God shall be exalted in bringing them to naught by his wisdom and power. 63:8. And God shall be exalted. The arrows of children are their wounds. The arrows of children are their wounds. That is, the wounds, stripes, or blows, they seek to inflict upon the just are but like the weak efforts of children's arrows, which can do no execution, and their tongues, that is, their speeches against them come to nothing. 63:9. And their tongues against them are made weak. All that saw them were troubled. 63:10. And every man was afraid, and they declared the works of God, and understood his doings. 63:11. The just shall rejoice in the Lord, and shall hope in him, and all the upright in heart shall be praised. Psalms chapter 64. Titus said, God is to be praised in his church, to which all nations shall be called. 64:1. To the end, a psalm of David. The canticle of Jeremy is an Ezechiel to the people of the captivity, when they began to go out of the captivity. That is, the people of the captivity of Babylon. This is not in the Hebrew, but is found in the ancient translation of the Septuagint. 64:2. To him, O God, becometh thee in Zion, and the vow shall be paid to thee in Jerusalem. 64:3. O hear my prayer, all flesh shall come to thee. 64:4. The words of the wicked have prevailed over us, and thou wilt pardon our transgressions. 64:5. Blessed is he whom thou hast chosen and taken to thee. He shall dwell in thy courts. We shall be filled with the good things of thy house. Holy is thy temple. 64:6. Wonderful in justice. Hear us, O God our Savior, who art the hope of all the ends of the earth, and in the sea afar off. 64:7. Thou who preparest the mountains by thy strength, being girded with power. 64:8. Who troublest the depth of the sea, the noise of its waves. The Gentiles shall be troubled. 64:9. And they that dwell in the uttermost borders shall be afraid of thy signs. Thou shalt make the outgoings of the morning and of the evening to be joyful. 64:10. Thou hast visited the earth, and hast plentifully watered it. Thou hast many ways enriched it. The river of God is filled with water. Thou hast prepared their food. For so is its preparation. 64:11. Fill up plentifully the streams thereof, multiply its fruits. It shall spring up and rejoice in its showers. 64:12. Thou shalt bless the crown of the year of thy goodness, and thy fields shall be filled with plenty. 64:13. The beautiful places of the wilderness shall grow fat, and the hills shall be girded about with joy. 64:14. The rams of the flock are clothed, and the vales shall abound with corn. They shall shout, yea, they shall sing a hymn. Psalms chapter 65. Jubilate Deo. An invitation to praise God. 65:1. Unto the end, a canticle of a psalm of the resurrection. Shout with joy to God, all the earth. 65:2. Sing ye a psalm to his name. Give glory to his praise. 65:3. Say unto God, how terrible are thy works, O Lord. In the multitude of thy strength thy enemies shall lie to thee. 65:4. Let all the earth adore thee, and sing to thee. Let it sing a psalm to thy name. 65:5. Come and see the works of God, who is terrible in his counsels over the sons of men. 65:6. Who turneth the sea into dry land, in the river they shall pass on foot. There shall we rejoice in him. 65:7. Who by his power ruleth forever. His eyes behold the nations. Let not them that provoke him be exalted in themselves. 65:8. O bless our God, ye Gentiles, and make the voice of his praise to be heard. 65:9. Who hath set my soul to live, and hath not suffered my feet to be moved. 65:10. For thou, O God, hast proved us. Thou hast tried us by fire, as silver is tried. 65:11. Thou hast brought us into a net, thou hast laid afflictions on our back. 65:12. Thou hast set men over our heads. We have passed through fire and water, and thou hast brought us out into a refreshment. 65:13. I will go into thy house with burnt offerings. I will pay thee my vows. 65:14. Which my lips have uttered, and my mouth hath spoken, when I was in trouble. 65:15. I will offer up to thee holocausts full of marrow, with burnt offerings of rams. I will offer to thee bullocks with goats. 65:16. Come and hear, all ye that fear God, and I will tell you what great things he hath done for my soul. 65:17. I cried to him with my mouth, and I extolled him with my tongue. 65:18. If I have looked at iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. 65:19. Therefore hath God heard me, and hath attended to the voice of my supplication. 65:20. Blessed be God, who hath not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me. Psalms chapter 66. Deus miserator. A prayer for the propagation of the church. 66:1. Unto the end, in hymns, a psalm of a canticle for David. 66:2. May God have mercy on us, and bless us. May he cause the light of his countenance to shine upon us, and may he have mercy on us. 66:3. That we may know thy way upon earth. Thy salvation in all nations. 66:4. Let people confess to thee, O God. Let all people give praise to thee. 66:5. Let the nations be glad and rejoice. For thou judgest the people with justice, and directest the nations upon earth. 66:6. Let the people, O God, confess to thee. Let all the people give praise to thee. 66:7. The earth hath yielded her fruit. May God, our God, bless us. 66:8. May God bless us, and all the ends of the earth fear him. Psalms chapter 67. Exergat Deus. The glorious establishment of the Church of the New Testament, prefigured by the benefits bestowed on the people of Israel. 67:1. Unto the end, a psalm of a canticle for David himself. 67:2. Let God arise, and let his enemies be scattered, and let them that hate him flee from before his face. 67:3. As smoke vanisheth, so let them vanish away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. 67:4. And let the just feast, and rejoice before God, and be delighted with gladness. 67:5. Sing ye to God, sing a psalm to his name, make a way for him who ascendeth upon the west. The Lord is his name. Rejoice ye before him. But the wicked shall be troubled at his presence, who ascendeth upon the west. Supericism. Saint Gregory understands it of Christ, who after his going down, like the sun, in the west, by his passion and death, ascended more glorious, and carried all before him. Saint Jerome renders it, who ascendeth, or cometh up, through the deserts. 67:6. Who is the father of orphans, and the judge of widows? God in his holy place. 67:7. God who maketh men of one manner to dwell in a house. Who bringeth out them that were abound in strength. In like manner them that provoke, that dwell in sepulchres. Of one manner. That is, agreeing in faith, unanimous in love, and following the same manner of discipline. It is verified in the servants of God, living together in his house, which is the church. 1 Tim 3:15. Ibid. Them that were abound, etc. The power and mercy of God appears in his bringing out of their captivity those that were strongly bound in their sins, and in restoring to his grace those whose behavior had been most provoking, and who by their evil habits were not only dead, but buried in their sepulchres. 67:8. O God, when thou didst go forth in the sight of thy people, when thou didst pass through the desert. 67:9. The earth was moved, and the heavens dropped at the presence of the God of Sina, at the presence of the God of Israel. 67:10. Thou shalt set aside for thy inheritance a free rein, O God. And it was weakened, but thou hast made it perfect. A free rein. The manna, which rained plentifully from heaven, in favor of God's inheritance, that is, of his people Israel, which was weakened indeed under a variety of afflictions, but was made perfect by God, that is, was still supported by divine providence, and brought on to the promised land. It agrees particularly to the Church of Christ, his true inheritance, which is plentifully watered with the free rain of heavenly grace, and through many infirmities, that is, crosses and tribulations, is made perfect, and fitted for eternal glory. 67:11. In it shall thy animals dwell. In thy sweetness, O God, thou hast provided for the poor. In it, etc. That is, in this church, which is thy fold and thy inheritance, shall thy animals, thy sheep, dwell, where thou hast plentifully provided for them. 67:12. The Lord shall give the word to them that preach good tidings with great power. To them that preach good tidings, evangelizantibus, that is, to the preachers of the gospel, who receiving the word from the Lord, shall with great power and efficacy preach throughout the world the glad tidings of a Savior, and of eternal salvation through him. 67:13. The King of powers is of the Beloved, and the beauty of the Taoist shall divide spoils. The King of Powers, that is, the Mighty King, the Lord of Hosts, is of the Beloved, that is on the side of Christ, his most beloved Son, and his beautiful house, viz., the Church, in which God dwells forever, shall by her spiritual conquests divide the spoils of many nations. The Hebrew, as it now stands pointed, is thus rendered, the kings of armies have fled, they have fled, and she that dwells at home, or the beauty of the house, shall divide the spoils. 67:14. If you sleep among the midst of lots, you shall be as the wings of a dove covered with silver, and the hinder parts of her back with the palness of gold. If you sleep among the midst of lots, intermedios claros, etc., viz., in such dangers and persecutions, as if your enemies were casting lots for your goods and persons, or in the midst of the lots, intermedios terminos, as Saint Jerome renders it, that is, upon the very bounds or borders of the dominions of your enemies, you shall be secure nevertheless under the divine protection, and shall be enabled to fly away, like a dove, with glittering wings and feathers shining like the palest and most precious gold, that is, with great increase of virtue, and glowing with the fervor of charity. 67:15. When he that is in heaven appointeth kings over her, they shall be whited with snow and salmon. Kings over her, that is, pastors and rulers over his church, viz., the apostles and their successors. Then by their ministry shall men be made whiter than the snow which lies on the top of the high mountain Salmon. 67:16. The mountain of God is a fat mountain, a curdled mountain, or fat mountain. The mountain of God, the church, which is a 2.2, is called the mountain of the house of the Lord upon the top of mountains. It is here called a fat and a curdled mountain, that is to say, most fruitful, and enriched by the spiritual gifts and graces of the Holy Ghost. 67:17. Why suspect, ye curdled mountains, a mountain in which God is well pleased to dwell? For there the Lord shall dwell unto the end. Why suspect, ye curdled mountains? Why do you suppose or imagine there may be any other such curdled mountains? You are mistaken. The mountain thus favored by God is but one, and this same he has chosen for his dwelling forever. 67:18. The chariot of God is attended by 10,000s. Thousands of them that rejoice, the Lord is among them in Sina, in the holy place. The chariot of God, descending to give his law on Mount Sina, as also of Jesus Christ his Son, ascending into heaven, to send from thence the Holy Ghost, to publish his new law, is attended with 10,000s, that is, with an innumerable multitude of joyful angels. 67:19. Thou hast ascended on high, thou hast led captivity captive, thou hast received gifts in men. Yea, for those also that do not believe, the dwelling of the Lord God, led captivity captive, carrying away with thee to heaven those who before had been the captives of Satan, and receiving from God the Father gifts to be distributed to men, even to those who were before unbelievers. 67:20. Blessed be the Lord day by day. The God of our salvation will make our journey prosperous to us. 67:21. Our God is the God of salvation, and of the Lord. If the Lord are the issues from death, the issues from death, the Lord alone is master of the issues, by which we may escape from death. 67:22. But God shall break the heads of his enemies, the hairy crown of them that walk on in their sins. 67:23. The Lord said, I will turn them from Bosan, I will turn them into the depth of the sea, I will turn them from Bosan, etc. I will cast out my enemies from their rich possessions, signified by Bosan, a fruitful country, and I will drive them into the depth of the sea, and make such a slaughter of them, that the feet of my servants may be dyed in their blood, etc. 67:24. That thy foot may be dipped in the blood of thy enemies, the tongue of thy dogs be red with the same. 67:25. They have seen thy goings, O God, the goings of my God, of my King who is in his sanctuary. Thy goings, thy ways, thy proceedings, by which thou didst formerly take possession of the promised land in favor of thy people, and shalt afterwards of the whole world, which thou shalt subdue to thy Son. 67:26. Princes went before joined with singers, in the midst of young damsels playing on timbrels. Princes, the apostles, the first converters of nations, attended by numbers of perfect souls, singing the divine praises, and virgins consecrated to God. 67:27. In the churches bless ye God the Lord, from the fountains of Israel, from the fountains of Israel, from whom both Christ and his apostles sprung. By Benjamin, the holy fathers on this place understand St. Paul, who was of that tribe, named here a youth, because he was the last called to the apostleship. By the princes of Judah, Zebulun, and Naphtali, we may understand the other apostles, who were of the tribe of Judah, or of the tribes of Zebulun, and Naphtali, where our Lord began to preach, Matt 4.13, etc. 67:28. There is Benjamin a youth, in ecstasy of mind. The princes of Judah are their leaders. The princes of Zebulun, the princes of Naphtali. 67:29. Command thy strength, O God, confirm, O God, what thou hast wrought in us. Command thy strength. Give orders that thy strength may be always with us. 67:30. From thy temple in Jerusalem, kings shall offer presents to thee. 67:31. Rebuke the wild beasts of the reeds, the congregation of bulls with the kine of the people, who seek to exclude them who are tried with silver. Scatter thou the nations that delight in wars. Rebuke the wild beasts of the reeds, or the wild beasts, which lie hid in the reeds. That is, the devils, who hide themselves in order to surprise their prey. Or by wild beasts, are here understood persecutors, who, for all their attempts against the church, are but as weak reeds, which cannot prevail against them who are supported by the strength of the Almighty. The same are also called the congregation of bulls, from their rage against the church, who assemble together all their kind, that is, the people their subjects, to exclude if they can, from Christ and his inheritance, his constant confessors, who are like silver tried by fire. 67:32. Ambassadors shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands to God. Ambassadors shall come, etc. It is a prophecy of the conversion of the Gentiles, and by name of the Egyptians and Ethiopians. 67:33. Sing to God, ye kingdoms of the earth. Sing ye to the Lord. Sing ye to God. 67:34. Who mounteth above the heaven of heavens, to the east. Behold, he will give to his voice the voice of power, to the east. From Mount Olivet, which is on the east side of Jerusalem, Dadabud, the voice of power. That is, he will make his voice to be a powerful voice, by calling from death to life, such as were dead in mortal sin. As at the last day he will by the power of his voice call all the dead from their graves. 67:35. Give ye glory to God for Israel, his magnificence, and his power is in the clouds. 67:36. God is wonderful in his saints. The God of Israel is he who will give power and strength to his people. Blessed be God. Psalms chapter 68. Salvum me fact, Deus. Christ in his passion declareth the greatness of his sufferings, and the malice of his persecutors the Jews, and foretelleth their reprobation. 68:1. Unto the end, for them that shall be changed. For David. For them that shall be changed. A psalm for Christian converts, to remember the passion of Christ. 68:2. Save me, O God, for the waters are coming even unto my soul. The waters of afflictions and sorrows. My soul is sorrowful even unto death. Matt 26:38. 68:3. I stick fast in the mire of the deep, and there is no sure standing. I am come into the depth of the sea, and the tempest hath overwhelmed me. 68:4. I have labored with crying. My jaws are become hoarse, my eyes have failed, whilst I hope in my God. 68:5. They are multiplied above the hairs of my head, who hate me without cause. My enemies are grown strong who have wrongfully persecuted me. Then did I pay that which I took not away. I pay that which I took not away. Christ in his passion made restitution of what he had not taken away, by suffering the punishment due to our sins, and so repairing the injury we had done to God. 68:6. O God, thou knowest my foolishness, and my offenses are not hidden from thee. My foolishness and my offenses, which my enemies impute to me, or the follies and sins of men, which I have taken upon thyself. 68:7. Let not them be ashamed for me, who look for thee, O Lord, the Lord of hosts. Let them not be confounded on my account, who seek thee, O God of Israel. 68:8. Because for thy sake I have borne reproach. Shame hath covered my face. 68:9. I am become a stranger to my brethren, and an alien to the sons of my mother. 68:10. For the zeal of thy house hath eaten me up, and the reproaches of them that reproach thee are fallen upon me. 68:11. and I covered my soul in fasting, and it was made a reproach to me. 68:12. And I made hair cloth my garment, and I became a byword to them. 68:13. They that sat in the gate spoke against me, and they that drank wine made me their song. 68:14. But as for me, my prayer is to thee, O Lord, for the time of thy good pleasure, O God, in the multitude of thy mercy hear me, in the truth of thy salvation. 68:15. Draw me out of the mire, that I may not stick fast. Deliver me from them that hate me, and out of the deep waters. 68:16. Let not the tempest of water drown me, nor the deep water swallow me up, and let not the pit shut her mouth upon me. 68:17. Hear me, O Lord, for thy mercy is kind. Look upon me according to the multitude of thy tender mercies. 68:18. And turn not away thy face from thy servant, for I am in trouble, hear me speedily. 68:19. Attend to my soul, and deliver it. Save me because of my enemies. 68:20. Thou knowest my reproach, and my confusion, and my shame. 68:21. In thy sight are all they that afflict me. My heart hath expected reproach and misery, and I looked for one that would grieve together with me, but there was none, and for one that would comfort me, and I found none. 68:22. And they gave me gall for my food, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. 68:23. Let their table become as a snare before them, and a recompense, and a stumbling block. Let their table, etc. What here follows in the style of an imprecation, is a prophecy of the wretched state to which the Jews should be reduced in punishment of their willful obstinacy. 68:24. Let their eyes be darkened that they see not, and their back bend thou down always. 68:25. Pour out thy indignation upon them, and let thy wrathful anger take hold of them. 68:26. Let their habitation be made desolate, and let there be none to dwell in their tabernacles. 68:27. Because they have persecuted him whom thou hast smitten, and they have added to the grief of my wounds. 68:28. Let now iniquity upon their iniquity, and let them not come into thy justice. 68:29. Let them be blotted out of the book of the living, and with the just let them not be written. 68:30. But I am poor and sorrowful. Thy salvation, O God, hath set me up. 68:31. I will praise the name of God with a canticle, and I will magnify him with praise. 68:32. And it shall please God better than a young calf that bringeth forth horns and hoofs. 68:33. Let the poor see and rejoice. Seek ye God, and your soul shall live. 68:34. For the Lord hath heard the poor, and hath not despised his prisoners. 68:35. Let the heavens and the earth praise him, the sea, and everything that creepeth therein. 68:36. For God will save Zion, and the cities of Judah shall be built up, and they shall dwell there, and acquire it by inheritance. Zion, the Catholic Church, the cities of Judah, etc., her places of worship, which shall be established throughout the world, and there, this, in this Church of Christ, shall his servants dwell, etc. 68:37. And the seed of his servants shall possess it, and they that love his name shall dwell therein. Psalms chapter 69. Deus in adjutorium. A prayer in persecution. 69:1. Unto the end, a psalm for David, to bring to remembrance that the Lord saved him. 69:2. O God, come to my assistance. O Lord, make haste to help me. 69:3. Let them be confounded and ashamed that seek my soul. 69:4. Let them be turned backward, and blush for shame that desire evils to me. Let them be presently turned away blushing for shame that say to me, 'Tis well, 'tis well. 'Tis well, 'tis well. Huge, huge. Saint Jerome renders it, va, va, which is the voice of one insulting and deriding. Some understand it as a detestation of deceitful flatterers. 69:5. Let all that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee, and let such as love thy salvation say always, The Lord be magnified. 69:6. But I am needy and poor. O God, help me. Thou art my helper and my deliverer. O Lord, make no delay. Psalms chapter 70. In T. 9. A prayer for perseverance. 70:1. A psalm for David. Of the sons of Jonadab, and the former captives. In thee, O Lord, I have hoped, let me never be put to confusion. Of the sons of Jonadab, the Rechabites, of whom Cedar 35. By this edition of the 72 interpreters, we gather that this psalm was usually sung in the synagogue, in the person of the Rechabites, and of those who were first carried away into captivity. 70:2. Deliver me in thy justice, and rescue me. Incline thy ear unto me, and save me. 70:3. Be thou unto me a God, a protector, and a place of strength, that thou mayest make me safe, for thou art my firmament and my refuge. 70:4. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the sinner, and out of the hand of the transgressor of the law and of the unjust. 70:5. For thou art my patience, O Lord, my hope, O Lord, from my youth. 70:6. By thee have I been confirmed from the womb. From my mother's womb thou art my protector. Of thee I shall continually sing. 70:7. I am become unto many as a wonder, but thou art a strong helper. 70:8. Let my mouth be filled with praise, that I may sing thy glory, thy greatness all the day long. 70:9. Cast me not off in the time of old age. When my strength shall fail, do not thou forsake me. 70:10. For my enemies have spoken against me, and they that watch my soul have consulted together. 70:11. Sing. God hath forsaken him. Pursue and take him, for there is none to deliver him. 70:12. O God, be not thou far from me. O my God, make haste to my help. 70:13. Let them be confounded and come to nothing that detract my soul. Let them be covered with confusion and blame that seek my hurt. 70:14. But I will always hope, and will add to all thy praise. 70:15. My mouth shall shew forth thy justice, thy salvation all the day long, because I have not known learning, as much as to say, I build not upon human learning, but only on the power and justice of God. 70:16. I will enter into the powers of the Lord. O Lord, I will be mindful of thy justice alone. 70:17. Thou hast taught me, O God, from my youth, until now I will declare thy wonderful works. 70:18. And unto old age and gray hairs, O God, forsake me not, until I shew forth thy arm to all the generation that is to come, thy power. 70:19. And thy justice, O God, even to the highest great things thou hast done, O God, who is like to thee. 70:20. How great troubles hast thou shewn me, many and grievous, and turning thou hast brought me to life, and hast brought me back again from the depths of the earth. 70:21. Thou hast multiplied thy magnificence, and turning to me thou hast comforted me. 70:22. For I will also confess to thee thy truth with the instruments of psaltery. O God, I will sing to thee with the harp, thou Holy One of Israel. 70:23. My lips shall greatly rejoice, when I shall sing to thee, and my soul which thou hast redeemed. 70:24. Yea, and my tongue shall meditate on thy justice all the day, when they shall be confounded and put to shame that seek evils to me.